Hello, hello. Welcome, welcome, welcome back to Talk About It. My name is Annabelle Wiskus. I'll be your host today, and I am so, so, so grateful that you are here and you are joining me. If you are brand new to Talk About It, welcome. It is a post-grad-centered podcast that posts every single Wednesday, and I am so, so, so grateful and so excited that you are here and you are joining us today. Hello, you guys. I am so happy to be here. I am so happy to be talking to you. This weekend has been insane. It is Sunday and it is currently 6:30 Sunday night. This is probably the latest that I've done a podcast in a while. And this day has just been crazy. This week has just been crazy. I did a little closet clean out. So, you know, had to change all my summer clothes with my fall clothes. I got rid of a bunch of stuff and I am in the midst of selling like a ton of things. So many of my friends have texted me and they're like, dibs, like literally dibs on everything. And it's felt very nice. It's felt very, 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 very nice. I've been doing that this whole weekend. I cleaned my room. I was super, super, super sick this week. I don't know what's going around. My mom was sick the week prior and I think I just caught whatever she had, and I'm not really sure what it was. It might have been like the new strain of influenza. It might have been COVID. I don't know. I kind of like self-quarantined a little bit, didn't go into the office, and finally started feeling better and am now on the up. So thank the Lord for that. I hate being sick, but because I was sick, I deep cleaned my entire room. I washed my sheets. I did all the necessities, all the important things, right, to go into this week feeling fabulous and feeling healthy and feeling good. But yes, you guys, how are you guys? How has everything been? How's the week going? What's new? What's going on? You know the drill. I'm feeling really tired. I'm feeling really tired, you guys. You know those days, you know those weeks that just take a ton out of you. I don't know if it was just the extra weight of being sick this past week, but it was a long week. It was a long week, and tomorrow's Monday. This weekend just goes by. This weekend just went by so fast. I am just so tired. And if I'm going to be completely honest, I might be all over the place tonight. I feel like my days just don't have enough hours in them. Maybe that's just because the sun is setting at 6:30. In a way, I'm not sure, but I just feel like my brain is like fried from thinking, you know, it's just one of those weeks. I know that we all kind of tend to feel that way sometimes. I don't know if it's also just the seasons changing or just vibes, you know what I mean? Like the coziness. It's been like 80 degrees in Minnesota, so I doubt it's like the cool air, right? Because it's hot. I'm sweating. Like literally, I want to layer. Like I want to wear the jackets I'm getting. I want to wear the long sleeves that I'm getting. And it's 80 degrees and sunny. I shouldn't complain. I should not complain. But that's like kind of what I'm feeling right now as I'm tired. And then on top of that, I don't know why I'm tired, but on top of that, and then it's like 80 degrees. And so then I'm even more tired. And you know, it's just the way it is. But I'm putting that all aside. I am very, very happy to be here. And I'm very happy that you are tuning into this episode. We are currently in the last part, part three of our faith series. And this has been such a great series. I don't know if that's just me. I feel like that's universal for all of us. I've gotten a lot of amazing feedback and a lot of people who might be silent listeners who I might have never met before or are new to this podcast. You're tuning in and I've heard from a lot of you guys and it has just seriously warmed my heart. I mean, I've said it before, but I'll say it again. This is why I do what I do. I want to create a community of people who feel the same way that I do and who are just trying to figure it out. And I feel like that's exactly what we're doing. And so I'm so happy that you either are tuning in now or have been tuning in for either the last three episodes or since the beginning, you guys. But we are currently in our last episode of my faith series. And today we are going to be talking about our relationship with Christ. And I have nothing planned. I seriously just want to give it up to God to say any last words, anything else within this series that he wants me to speak to you about, because a relationship is so different depending on the person. You know, it's like a relationship with a person. Someone might say something and it might not apply to one person. It might apply to another, and it might semi apply to one person. And so this episode, I truly just want it to be heartwarming and welcoming and loving and exciting for you if this is what is reaching and calling out to you. And so with all that being said, you guys, again, thank you so much for tuning in to this series. Thank you so much for tuning into this podcast. I hope you like this episode. If you do, like, subscribe, comment, rate, follow, do all the things. Send me a message. Send me a text. I don't care. Let me know if you've liked this, and let me know if you've liked this series. I love doing series. They're so fun, you guys. And so if you have any more fun ideas or anything that you want me to speak about, literally never hesitate to reach out to me. That would be awesome and fantastic and wonderful. And so I think we should just jump right in. I think we should just get on with this episode because I am just so excited to speak about Jesus. Okay, so let's talk about building a relationship with Christ. I am going to keep the theme from the last couple episodes, and I want to open up some prayer. If you enjoy this, I hope you do. I hope it's not just like a part where you just kind of like skip over. But if you don't, maybe tune in to just see if this allows you to speak and hear from God a little bit easier or a little bit differently this episode. I'm going to do my best to pray us in. So let's bow our heads and join. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this day. I thank you so much for this day. I thank you so much for the opportunity that you have given me to speak to the other person on this video. I thank you for this opportunity that you've given me to speak about your love, your goodness, your grace, your mercy, and your wonderfulness, Lord. It is always dependable. It is always everlasting. And it is always exactly what we need. Even when we don't know it, Lord, you are so good, you are so wonderful, and you are so amazing. Lord, I just ask that you cleanse our hearts, cleanse our minds, cleanse our spirits right now, Lord, that you just allow us to maybe hear something different, to maybe go outside our comfort zone and just listen a little bit longer, to speak a little bit more blunt and more powerfully. Lord, you are so good, and I thank you for allowing me to be the vessel that you use to speak to this person, to speak to this community, and also just to speak to me, Lord. You speak to me in so many amazing, wonderful ways, and I'm just so grateful for the opportunity that you allow me to be an opportunity for someone else to hear about you. Lord, I ask that you touch this episode with your goodness and with your love. Clear my mind, Lord. Clear this person's mind. Clear my heart. Allow me to speak what you want me to speak this episode, Lord. I thank you. I thank you for this day. I thank you for this person. I thank you for this opportunity. In your precious and wonderful and glorious name, we say amen. Ah, so great. So amazing. So amazing. All right, you guys, I have another thing that we're going to continue to do. Hello, we're back with an Arnie. We're back with an Arnie. This is exactly what I need right now. I need this to clear my head. I need this to clear my brain and to just kind of reset me, to just kind of like reset me. So let's get into it. I'm going to see if we can hear this. Okay. Wait. Yeah, baby. All right. Cheers. Cheers, you guys, to an amazing episode. I love you. I love you. I love you. Let's kill this. Pinkies up. Always. All right, you guys. All right, you guys. God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. Let's talk about our relationship with God. God is a constant in our life. He's a constant in our life. He is dependable. He is loving. He is our Father. One thing that we need to realize is that God isn't just like anyone else in our life. He isn't just like another casual relationship, okay? God is consistent. He's constant. He's all-knowing. He's all-powerful. He's all-wonderful. That's who he is. He loves us so incredibly much that he is consistently and constantly chasing after us, to just reciprocate the love that he has for us. Just reciprocate the desire to know him the way he knows us. That's the difference in a relationship with Christ. A lot of the times I feel like when people try to build relationships with Christ, they treat it in the same way that they treat any other relationship, whether that's a friendship, whether that's a romantic relationship, whatever it is. They do the things that they need to do, but at the end of the day, they care more about what they think that they need versus what their relationship with Christ needs. Through a relationship with Christ, you gain what you need. That's the difference. You gain exactly what you need. Through the relationship with Christ, he blesses and grants you fruitfulness for your life. He does. The idea of having peace, the idea of love and receiving the right kind of love, not the love that's greedy and just desirable, but just an outstanding, everlasting, consistent form of love. I spent a lot of time, and I still sometimes fall victim to this, but I spent a lot of time craving and just wanting someone to want me back and to love me back. When this entire time, God is that person. He's always been that person. I think God shows his love through so many actions in our life. But it's actions that we often can't see until we notice them. When people don't know the glory and the love and the grace and the wonderfulness of Christ, it's really easy to turn into the enemy's temptations and be all consumed by it. Because what the enemy does is he creates this illustration that what he has for us and the gifts and the rewards that we will receive for falling into his traps will fill us more than God. But what we need to understand and what we need to realize through trial and error, right, is that the enemy grants us temporary things. He shines a shiny bell with a red ribbon on it and is just like, here, this is exactly what you want. And if you follow me, I'll ring this and you'll get everything that you want. But when we get what we think that we want, we only feel empty. And I know that I'm not the only one who's ever felt that way. You might be experiencing something right now, whether that's in a time of your life, whether that's people in your life, whether it's something in your life that you are waiting for it to fulfill you, because right now, it's leaving you with a hole in your heart. Right now, it's draining you instead of charging you. Right now, it's making you feel worse about yourself because it's a temporary fix. It's a temporary drug, okay? It's a temporary addiction. It's really easy to get addicted to the things of the world because based off of what we see, based off of what we hear, it's what we think that we want. But what God does is over time, through habits, through trials, through error, through lessons, and through love, he reveals to us how consistent his love is. And that's the difference. That's the difference. Because you don't just feel peace for a second. You're granted peace forever. And that's what we want. We don't want to repeat battles. We don't want to keep doing the same thing over and over again and feeling the same things that we're feeling when it's not what we have for ourselves. We want to become better. We want to excel in life. We want to love. We want to feel loved. We want to live great, wonderful lives. And often it's the decisions that don't fill us and don't make us better that hold us back. And of course, it's those decisions that are those gold bells with the red ribbons on them that look so shiny. Because you think that that's what you need to have the best life that you can have. I think when it comes to a relationship with Christ, that is the realization that we need to have. Truthfully, that the realization that we need to have is that the worldly desires in front of us don't fulfill us, don't feed us, don't heal us, don't consume us the way that God's love does. He grants us everything, even when we don't understand what he's doing. The outcome is always greater than the temporary fix that we put on our lives. When creating a relationship with Christ, you need to surrender your desire for control and for power. You need to be able to give up some of your earthly things, some of your earthly desires, some of your earthly temptations. And one thing that I have heard and that I've seen, especially recently, I feel like there's a revival occurring right now in this world, is that truthfully, the more that you grow closer to God, the more that you pray, the more that you read your Bible, the more that you seek his voice and seek him, the more that it won't feel like you're giving up things in your life, but instead you're choosing a different path because it feels better. A lot of times people get intimidated by the fact that they have to give up certain things, but the more that you become righteous and the more that you grow and you steer closer to God, the more that it doesn't feel like you're giving anything up, because you're not. When your heart posture changes, your desires, your activities, the things that you do in your free time at night, in the morning, everything slowly shifts towards God because your heart is craving for more. Your spirit is craving more of him. I know so many people who have had to give up a lot of things because they don't, one, feel a need for it in their life. Two, they don't feel like they can control themselves with it, which is totally fair. Three, they feel as though it has become an idol in their life and they're putting it above God, and so therefore they need to remove it in order to have God be center. But there's also a lot of people in my life who don't need to give certain things up. Your life and your heart and your focus needs to be steadfast on Christ. And let me tell you, it doesn't happen overnight. It doesn't. If that sounds intimidating to you, it should be, to fully give up everything and to just be like, okay, I have to do everything right and I can't make a mistake and I need to focus everything on Christ because he's my Lord and Savior. We are not meant to be perfect. Let me tell you that right now. We are not here on this earth to be perfect. God sees you trying. And the more that you try, the easier it gets. It's a habit. It's practice. Practice makes it better. Don't feel like you need to be perfect on day one. He wants consistency. He wants urgency. And I think the main difference with that is if you were going to claim for him to be your Lord and Savior, but not continue to pursue a life that does have God at its center, if just you say it and then, you know, you still continue to do everything and participate in the same exact way, I'm not going to judge you for that, but I will say that that is a little bit lukewarm, okay? And I might lose you at that point. That might be a little aggressive, but I think that that was one thing that I noticed as I craved a relationship with Christ in my own life. It's really easy to be lukewarm. It's really easy to claim that you are a Christian and or to claim that you have a faith, but then do nothing for yourself. And let me tell you, even if you do that, if that's how you are participating in your faith, you aren't going to find peace. You aren't going to find relief. It's not going to guide you anywhere. You're going to stay where you are. Just because you claim to have a faith doesn't mean that you automatically are relieved of your anxiety or your stress or that you automatically hear the Lord. It's not magic, right? And that might seem harsh, but truly, I think that I'm speaking through personal experience, and hopefully you hear me, not in a judgmental way, but just in a way that wants this life for you. if you just claim to be religious, if you just claim to have a faith and to know that the Lord is your savior and that you love Jesus and you want to live in a faithful life, it can't just be a saying that you're able to preach. It has to have action. It has to have consistency. He wants us to be urgent. He wants us to call to him, you guys. And that doesn't just happen overnight, but it happens over time. A strong and a good relationship occurs over time. A lot of the times, you're not going to have a best friend in a day, right? It's over time. It's over experiences. It's over ups and downs and highs and lows and arguments and so many things that you've worked through. It's through the fun times. It's through the sad times. It's through consistency, you guys. It's not just this person's my best friend, right? You have to grow to know someone. And it's the same thing with Christ. It's the same thing with the relationship with God. If you just claim that he is your savior, if you just claim that he is your best friend, if you just claim that you love him without getting to know him and without him having full access of your heart, not just like a halfway, here you go, Lord, but like truly hearing your heart and truly seeking him with your heart, that's the difference. That's the difference right there. He will over time become that rock for you. I don't have a lot of tips this episode because I don't feel like there's guidelines that you have to follow to have a relationship with Christ. I think there's so much that we become free from when we realize that. This was a little bit different. This episode is a little bit different. I kind of just preached a little bit. And I also, like, I've said this before, you guys. I'm not a pastor. I'm not a pastor. I did not go to school for missionary. But I think that because I haven't, I hope that you feel and you see God working through me. Okay? The fact that I don't have it together creates relatability between the two of us. I feel like I am able to be 100% with you guys because I feel like God is allowing for you to relate with me. I sit here not knowing everything and leaving a lot of room for interpretation into your life because that's what your relationship with Christ should be. I should not be telling you how to have a relationship with Christ. And I'm not, but it's between you and Christ. It's between you and Christ, because the path that Christ has for me might be completely different than what he has for you. But I think the main thing with this is specifically when it comes to a relationship with Christ, it's having faith and knowing that he is there. I think that's the most important thing. And over time, it grows more. I hope that you've enjoyed this episode, you guys. I hope that this has spoken to you, and I hope that this maybe ignites a fire or a flame within you that makes you maybe want to pursue a deeper, consistent relationship with Christ. I hope that this speaks to you. I hope that this series has helped you and given you guidelines and maybe just inspired you. That's all I want to do. That's all I want to do is just inspire you. I want the community of people that want to hear about Christ to hear about Christ. And I want to make it known my intentions and where I'm at and where God is leading me and guiding me and showing me and everything and all the above. That's my goal. And so I thank you. I thank you for tuning into this series. Next week, we'll be kind of back to other topics, but I will continue to talk about my faith, and so I hope you continue to tune in. If you enjoyed this episode, please let me know. It was a little bit different. It was a little bit different, and I'm glad it was different. I'm glad it was just me talking, and I'm glad that you were able to sit and listen, and I hope that it hit a part of your heart. But if you did like it, I really, really, really want to know. I really want to know. So DM me, message me, leave a review, like, subscribe, follow, rate, all the above, you guys. I really, 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 really want to hear from you. And I really, really, really want to see you continue to support me and participate with the way that this platform and this community is growing. So I thank you. I thank you for your support, and I thank you for listening. And I just love you guys. I just love you guys. I love Jesus. And this has been a really fun, really fun series, and I hope to do another one just like it. But you guys, the sun is setting. And with all that being said, I hope you guys have an amazing, amazing, amazing week. I love you, 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 and I will talk to you so, 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 so very soon. Bye.